so much. Ms. Chairman, just I will focus this time on the working paper which has been presented by our distinguished colleague from Japan. In the working paper which has been presented by Japan, there are some assumptions which in our view at all does not fit to the precedent that we have had and in the previous occasions that it has been concluded by other fora. They have concluded in certain paragraphs that investigation mechanism and or protocol somehow might not lead to the viable options. And by saying that one, it means that the verdicts they have provided to us is not any more valid. While we know that the huge amount of the work has been carried out by the verdicts, which provided 21 tools upon which the negotiation started. In our view, that kind of the conclusion, as it has been the assumption in the working paper, would not be very much consistent with which we have consensually agreed and based on which a special conference mandated ad hoc group. At least we relied upon the verdicts, which prescribed such tools would be an effective one. And also it has been said in certain paragraphs, for example, just I highlight this issue, in paragraph 5, in addition to the efficiency issue, there is a concern that the visit to declared facilities may burden the relevant industries and jeopardize legitimate commercial interests without detecting any violation. National security and commercial confidential information could be also threatened by the broad range of ineffective actions, inspections. I invite distinguished colleagues to go to the whole of package of the proposal which was in the ad hoc group negotiations. Visit was part of that one. Always it was the first option we go to the visits. There have been other measures, including CCC, consultation, clarification, cooperation mechanism, based on which then visit might be taking place or investigation could be taking place. That's something that we should be consistent and take into account the whole package of the tools were available for the in the context of the protocol. So even I remember that time the Japanese delegations provided a working paper in case of the abuse of the certain rights under the protocol to trigger investigations. I invite them to look at these options that are still available. I remember those times three options has been proposed by Japanese delegations upon which it might deter any abuse, might deter any abuse. It is there. And of course, we do not agree with the way in paragraph 8 says, for the above reasons which they have mentioned, says that it has been brought that the permanent and comprehensive verification could not be could be ineffective and as a preventive measure. It is of course their assessment. We do not concur with such an assessment. In our assessment is that a viable verification based on the verdicts might contribute to the effective mechanism to strengthen the convention in its entirety, taking into account all the mandates that we have given to the whole ad hoc group. So having said that, Ms. Chairman, I think that there are a number of inconsistency in the Japanese working paper with what we have already reaffirmed and emphasized during the previous occasions, either in the special conference or in the ad hoc group negotiations, or verdicts, and some other occasions. Always the state parties have reaffirmed there are certain viable options, and including verification mechanism. Thank you.